This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Well, this is The Drive, and our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, born Dodge. And of course, I drive a Dodge. I went to the president and CEO of Dodge, and I said, hey, I'm buying me a Dodge. You may want to sponsor the show because I'm going to be having some fun in that car. And they're like, okay, let's figure something out. Gotta love that. I mean, and that's how I do my business, by the way. That is the secret sauce. When I love a product, and of course, I got a Dodge Viper ACR. It's been to 13 racetracks and broke 13 track records for a manufacturer's, you know, unmodified car. And I just said, you know what? I don't know that we'll ever have anything like that for that little of money in the scheme of things. At the time, it beat the Porsche 918 Spyder at Laguna Seca. And I just thought, I got to get me that car. And so I did. And thankfully, I have Dodge's sponsor. And I'm very thankful to those folks for believing in me, because they don't ever tell me what to say. I don't have to say anything. I don't even talk to them. It's like, I need to get him on the show. But who I have on the show right now is Mark Green from Cars Yeah. I'm very transparent, Mark. Can you tell? let me just tell everybody, Cars Yeah is spelled, obviously, C-A-R-S for cars, and then Y-E-A-H.com. And if you don't put the H on the end, you'll probably get prompted by your search engine. But it is carsyeah.com. How did you come up with that name, by the way?
I contribute that to my wife. You know, I try to find your domain with the word cars in it that's not taken. Very, very difficult. And one night, I was very frustrated because I come from a creative background, marketing, graphics, and so forth. And I'd come up with all these cool names every time I'd go to GoDaddy or somewhere and type in, oh, somebody's got it. And we were sitting there, and I said, you know, Jill, I just need to come up with a name that works. And she said, yeah, you do. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, I do. And she said, Cars, yeah, you do. And so I ran to the computer and guess what? It wasn't taken. So I grabbed it. That's how it happened.
That's awesome.
That's what happens when you marry a woman who's smarter than you and you stay with her for 33 years.
Well, Lynn, I've got that going for me too, brother. I got 30 years under my belt. So
I know you do. We both married smart women.
We're smart guys. Although our friends tell us our wives weren't so smart in their choices, but
we won't go there.
Car guys. So in just a minute, we're going to be talking with Jay Leno back at Pebble Beach. We'll go from our good conversation that you and I get to have to back to the 18th green at Pebble Beach with Barry McGuire and Jay Leno. But I have a question for you. Out of 603, and of course I won't make you say, of course it was you, Alan, so excluding me.
Okay, we'll take you out of the equation.
Yeah, we did have a great conversation, by the way. I had a lot of fun, and thank you for interviewing me on your show.
Thank you.
Who was your top one or two or three people that just bubbled to the top?
Oh, man, you're going to make me do this, aren't you? Well, you know, one way I can answer this is the way that Mr. Porsche answered it when people asked him, what's your favorite Porsche, the next one?
Right.
So I'd like to answer it that way. But I'll tell you, a lot of great people I've talked to. I've been really, really fortunate to talk to some incredible people. But a couple that come to mind that I've enjoyed, Reeves Calloway. Was really, really an interesting talk about his history, his background, and how the company was built, and just a very, very kind person. I'm a designer at heart. That was my profession years ago. Chris Bangle I had on the show. I've had a lot of great designers, but his talk was very different and very unique. There were some areas that he didn't want to go into. He wanted to stay in certain places, but he got very creative the way he did it. So those were a couple that stand out. You know, one of my early guests, Jonathan Ward from Icon, he built some pretty incredible stuff. He was a very interesting guy. And a recent guest who was very interesting was Colin Crabb, who is a guy who spent his life hunting for cars. He was the last privateer of a Formula One team. I believe Rodney Peterson and Vic Elford were driving for him. But, you know, it's hard. It's like trying to pick your favorite kid. You can't.
Right.
Because they're all different. They're all unique. And they all bring a really interesting story.
You know what? You did a good job, though, because at the end of the day, there are ones that will bubble up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm going to try and help get Jay Leno to come on the show because, I mean, he'll find out that, you know, you haven't been able to get him and he'll go, what? What's your, what?
You know. I know. I can hear.
And we'll be talking to him in just a few more minutes.
Awesome. Thanks for putting in a good word for Cars. Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, you can can find all these interviews at Cars Yeah, YEAH.com, CarsYeah.com.
Exactly.
And Mark Green doing a great job there. And I hope to, maybe I can have you on my show more often, Mark, and you can.
You know, I would love to come back anytime. And I'll remind the listeners too, with podcasting, you can also hear my show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play on your mobile app. So you can take me wherever you go.
What about subscribing? Do you do that too, as far as?
Absolutely. I do a blog every week. So I would encourage people to go to my website, CarsYeah.com. Just click the free book button and I'll send your listeners a free filler up book. It's a book that I created, an ebook. It's really fun. Some great images of cars. I've shot over 100,000 pictures in the last 30 years attending all the events that I go to.
Wow.
Really cool fuel filler caps. And there's also some very inspiring comments in there from famous automotive people. Because my mantra at Cars Yeah is inspiring automotive enthusiasts.
Awesome.
So there you go. Yep.
Filler up. I love that.
Filler
all right.
Up.
Now, for the Pebble Beach weekend, before we get to Jay Leno, we got 1 minute. What was the one car that bubbled to the top as your favorite during the Pebble Beach Monterey week down there? And because there were so many amazing machines, is there one that bubbles to the top?
Alan, you don't ask hard questions, do you?
I know.
How can you ask me that? That's insane. I'm going to do it. We got 1 minute here.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you a couple things that bubbled to the top. One were the Delahays along the water there.
Agreed.
On the lawn.
Yep.
Just incredible art in my mind, sculptural moving art. But the other one that comes to my mind are the Lamborghinis, the Miuras, because I love European sports cars from the 50s and 60s, and they were all over the place. They
yep.
were at the Quail, they were at the Concorso, they were at Pebble Beach. So there you go.
Yeah, I agree. And it's Mira.
Mira.
It's there called Mira, the Lamborghini Mira. Mira S, and it's the car I painted when I was 19 years old.
What was that
brain surgeon thinking, Mark?
I don't know, but listen to Cars Yeah and you'll find out.
Exactly. I tell the whole story at Cars Yeah. All right, yeah. Coming up next is Jay Leno right here from Pebble Beach. Thank you, Mark Green, for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, we'll take a little break and be back with Barry McGuire and Jay Leno.
This show is presented in part by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. We'll be right back.